Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
So how about them Stars?
They scored goals.
They scored lots of goals. Lots of goals. Wow. Stars win by a final score of 7-0 tonight. Did anything go wrong in this game?
Something big went wrong.
Ugh, yeah. But let's not talk about that first. Let's talk about the good stuff that happened. So, Dobby, holy crap. We all thought that he was going to be good, but not that good. Gets a shutout.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, gets a shutout in his first game as an official starter.
Yeah, for a goalie, allowing no goals, that's a good job. We like that.
And by the end of it, it was like 35 shots, I think. 36 shots, something crazy.
Yeah, something right. We should probably pull up the stats since we're podcasting.
Yeah, we really probably should do that. anyway, golly, 7 goals. I think probably the biggest stat line of today was, holy crap, where did their power play come from?
Yeah, especially after the first one. In the first period, it was like, I don't even want a power play again. But yeah,
like that first power
ridiculous.
Play was just like, we kept trying to get it in, and then they would just take it and dump it down the ice. And we didn't even get set up. There was no setup at all. It was just all meh. We never got set up at all.
Yeah, and then we scored a lot of goals on it later. I mean, that was the only bad-looking power play. Like, we went out there with all of our rookies playing forwards and Sekera and Pisik playing defense, and we were still looking good. So, I don't know, dude.
Right.
I don't think the Predators are this bad.
It's an off game. Now, I was thinking about this, too. It was like, was this just like the Stars are just fresh and the Predators are just really tired because they've already played, I think this is their fifth game? Fourth?
I mean,
are really just that good and Nashville's really just that bad?
The Predators also had a 3-day break before this, which in this schedule, and even in a normal hockey schedule, is a long break.
Oh, that's true. And they were supposed to play Carolina, and that didn't happen.
Correct. And we literally had players who didn't practice yesterday who played today and looked great. Klingberg did not practice yesterday, and he looked fantastic. He was making great passes. He was just tripping over his own feet in the first period, and after that, he was fine. So I think we have a good hockey team with good hockey players, and Nashville sucks.
So half the defensemen got a point tonight. Half of the defensemen did.
Sounds like some Dallas Stars offense.
Klingberg with 3 assists, Haskinen with an assist, and Lindell with a goal.
That's what I was saying. Klingberg with 3 assists. Again, he did not practice. He didn't practice yesterday.
I don't get it. That's
like, how do you go from not playing hockey to being one of the best players on the ice? How is that allowed?
I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And I guess we'll talk about the elephant in the room, too, now that I'm thinking about it. All this good stuff happened, and then Ben looked like he might have tweaked his knee or something.
Yeah, hopefully he's fine, because he came back during the second period, and it looked like he was skating okay. He was being ginger with it, but he looked fine.
Towards the end of the second period.
Right. So it wasn't like we were just testing him, because you wouldn't throw him on the power play if he wasn't good to go.
Right.
And like, we're up by, what was it, 5 goals at that point?
Yeah.
So there's no reason to put him out there and just risk it anyway.
It had to have been 4 at that point, because we had 5 after we scored the power play goal. Right?
Yeah, but when we took him out, we took him out in the intermission. So at that point, we had a 5-goal lead, so we didn't need to play it.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping it is. that it's just an abundance of caution. He didn't really have to go out there because we are up 5-0 at that point, rather than the flip side, which is, no, he's actually hurt and he can't.
Yeah. Well, even if he is actually hurt, it's more than likely going to be a day-to-day thing. Like, if he can skate on it immediately after it happens, then it's obviously not a big deal. Well, I say that with a very expert medical opinion, just so y'all know.
Right.
But, yeah. It seems like he's cool.
Well, all
he's got to be cool.
All we've heard is that it's an LBI, a lower body injury. But duh.
No way. That was so not obvious.
We know it's his knee.
I couldn't tell.
But, does this affect the Stars going forward? Do you think this is going to hurt our chances?
Well, I mean, if Jamie Benn's not playing, of course it hurts our chances. So.
Well, how much does it?
He looked great the first few shifts he was playing.
The first few games.
Shut up. You started the podcast too late. This is your fault.
Yeah, I did. Well, anyways, we've also got some other stuff to talk about. How about Pavelski, whatever. I always say Pavelski.
Pavelski.
It's the old dude showing up tonight.
Yeah, he did that hockey.
He did that hockey thing. 4 points.
Yeah, both of the guys who wildly underperformed their pay grade last year during the regular season, both came out guns blazing.
At least in the first game.
So hopefully that sets the trend and that keeps going. Because if those guys are going that well, and Ben is healthy and the young guys played the way they did tonight, we're going to be a freaking scary hockey team
right
the rest of the season. So,
well, so Pavelski ends up 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points with a +2. Because
4 points.
Yeah. And I was looking at the plus minus and I was just like, well, why are these so low? Or, you know, in the case of Nashville, why is it only -2 or -1? It's because we scored 5 power play goals. Plus minus doesn't count when you're on the ice for a power play goal. Or
you said that opposite, I think.
Oh, really?
Nashville doesn't have minuses. They have pluses because they were scored on.
No, minuses.
You got that.
No, minuses is when you get scored on. Pluses is when you are on the ice when your team scores.
Maybe I'm stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid.
Yeah. That happens.
There's sometimes a couple of -2s in there. Forsberg, Arvidsson, Johansson, Duchesne's got a -1. Ellis has a -1. Yossi has a -2. So it's all their good players. So when their good players are on the ice.
Saros has a -5.
Do what?
Nothing. It was stupid. Oh. I said Saros has a -5.
More like a -15. Golly.
He sucked.
Yeah, he really did. And so, some of those, and especially the Esa Lindell goal was kind of like, did that really go in?
Bro, Esa was fast.
I know.
Did y'all see that?
I know, yeah.
There was 2 plays in that game where I was like, when did Esa get fast? He just accelerated so quickly. It was crazy.
Well,
maybe I just haven't watched hockey in a while, and I just don't know how fast people are. But dang, everybody looked fast.
Oh, I loved
except
it.
For the Predators. They looked slow.
Oh, I loved every last bit of this game. And anything that could have gone right for the Stars, minus Ben getting hurt, went right for the Stars. So,
yeah.
I mean,
heck of goals. No goals against. And in true Stars fashion, we get outshot and still win the game.
Right.
Like, to win 7-0 and to get outshot, like, that's kind of impressive almost.
34 shots. 34 shots. That is absolutely
insane. We're outscored by 7.
Yeah. So, looking at the stat line for teams, we were outshot 34-28, which is not a terrible margin, but that's Nashville still outshot us. Our faceoff percentage, we lost that to 56-44.
Pretty badly, too.
Yeah,
that is
pretty bad. So
spread.
There's the one thing we can complain about. That's the face-off percentages. Who was the worst?
Yeah.
Who was the worst one tonight? Let's see. Foxa. That's kind of surprising. 38%. Happening. Dickinson 29%. Hintz 41%. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Fox at a 38 is not good.
Yeah, especially, and that's weird for Fox. And normally he's pretty good at the.
He should be 60.
Yeah, he's normally pretty good at that, which is a little surprising. And then obviously the stat line of the night, which is, you know, 5 for 8 for the Stars on the power play, and then 0 for 5 for the Predators on the power play. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless.
That's a lot of goals.
I know. I mean, you could have taken away all of those power play goals, and we still would have won the game 2-0. So, from the shorthanded goal, and then the 1 5-on-5 goal that we had. So every goal was scored on the special teams except for one, and we still would have won the game 1-0. Go figure. Pelini minutes 16-10 in favor of Nashville. That's one thing that we like. That's good to have.
Yeah. What was up with the refs? They're just blowing the whistles on everything.
Like, yeah.
That was
some kind of ticky tacky stuff on both sides. And I was kind of like, really? That's a penalty? Okay.
Yeah. It felt like every call that they made was a give back call. I was like,
right.
It's like, sure.
Right.
Okay, guys.
And this is the stat that I love to see that we have more of than the opposing team. 21-14 in hits. And I think at one point it was like 17-6 in hits after the second period or something like that. It was some crazy stat line like that. Just goes to show you that physicality works in the NHL.
Yep, that's Stars hockey. I think we're finally seeing the complete culmination of the way the team is supposed to play.
Right.
We have the best blue line in the league. Let's use it. And we did. And they got 4 points. And it was our best players. No, they got 5 points.
5 points.
Sorry. 5 points from blue liners. That's how we're going to win hockey games. And you saw the Preds penalty kill, too. They were hanging up high on their penalty kill, trying to keep the puck out of those guys' hands because that's how terrified they are. Every other penalty kill in the league will hang back and try and take away the behind the net area, but our best guys are up at the top. So that's where they don't want them.
Just like, dang.
And same thing with Gurianov on the ice. They were cheating so hard to decide whenever that we were on the power play, and it didn't even matter. Like, even without a good Gurianov one-timer, we were still finding ways to put the puck in the net on the power play. It was just...
Oh, and let's talk about that first.
Teams are going to have to figure out how to play again.
Let's talk about that first Rads goal, though. Holy crap, man. I've never seen.
Both of them.
No, the first one. The first one was so much better.
Both of them were insane.
Oh, that was so pretty, that first one.
That's one of the better deflections I've seen in a while.
I know.
Better, like, shot pass. Like, that was on his tape. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
Well,
and then his second goal, he just backhands it out of midair, and like he's behind the puck. Like, what on earth? When did he get soft hands again? Like, hopefully he keeps those things. Like, don't change gloves, Rads.
That's a Radulov thing, though.
Keep using those.
He likes to playing on the backhand. He's really good with the backhand.
But normally it's on the ice at least.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He just smacked it out of midair.
So, all right. So here's another bad stat line if you're looking for something to complain about with the Stars. Giveaways. Giveaways in favor of the Stars, which is not a good thing to be in favor of. 15-6. Dang.
Yeah, I think the giveaway stat is inflated for the Stars for the same reason our offense works. So our D always have the puck. And they're always trying to make these long moving passes because they're puck movers. So it's easier to call it a giveaway rather than a takeaway when it's a long pass that gets intercepted. So I think that's just that's an effect of our offense. It's not because we're doing anything.
We're not doing anything.
I don't know. I always feel like our giveaways are high, and it doesn't feel like it. Like, it didn't feel like we gave the puck away a ton this game. So, I don't know.
Right. There wasn't very many odd man chances that I saw.
Yeah.
Not a ton.
Not a ton. Promising things. Yoel Kiviranta. How many points did he get this game?
Goal and an assist.
2 points. Goal and a helper. Yoel Kiviranta. It'd be so great if he can be a top six forward like he's slotted as right now. If he can really make his presence known every game like he did today, that would be fantastic. And it wasn't just garbage time. Like his goal, yeah, that was kind of garbage time. His assist, that was a solid assist. So he was forechecking hard with that Rads Pavelski line, and it looked good. I was happy with it.
5 goals in the second period. Who would have ever thought that the Stars would outscore the opposition?
Yeah, the Stars are good at second periods.
That's such a weird stat, and it spans across multiple coaches.
The whole game, it just feels like a continuation of the playoffs. Like nothing changed. It was the exact same team, is what it felt like. Was that the same for you?
Mm-hmm. It felt the same to me.
Like it felt like the hockey was being played the exact same way, which is perfect. Like, that's what we want, obviously.
Now, there were a couple of chances that I wish we hadn't given up, but when we did give up those chances, Anton was there to wipe it up.
Yeah, that's what our Dobby's for.
Yeah. Everything about this game was so much fun to watch. Like, every last bit. And then, plus, to make it even better, it's like we're wiping the floor with the face of the Nashville Predators. Just like, hey, you lost the Winter Classic a year and a half ago, or a little over a year ago. And now we're going to do it in our home opener, in our home barn, and make y'all look like crap. I love it.
Yeah, the beginning of this season, the beginning of this season is much better than the beginning of last season.
Oh, already. Let's not go 1-7-1 again, please. Please, no. Because especially in a season like this, where 10 games is 20% of the season, let's not do that.
That'd
be really bad. Gary. Gary had a goal, too. And his goal was legit, too. Like there were really no bad goals. Like, okay, the Kiviranta goal was kind of bad. And it was kind of garbage because it bounced off of him.
Yeah.
But
he's in the right spot.
Yeah, but even...
we'll give him positioning.
Even the second Pavelski goal, even though it deflected off his skate, he did it on purpose. He turned that skate on purpose. So everything about this game, just beautiful goals left and right. And after that first period, I was just like, that was kind of meh. But then the Stars were like, oh, we got this. 5-on-3 goal, 5-on-4 goal. Oh, another 5-on-4 goal. Oh, okay, we'll throw a 5-on-5 goal in there too. Oh, and then Esa Lindell is going to go ahead and get one shorthanded. Why not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Another thing that we talked about in the podcast a few days ago that came to fruition, we're talking about what's Roope Hintz going to be. Like, is he a goal scorer or is he a playmaker? 2 helpers today.
Yep, there's your answer. At least for a game.
Seems like he's going to be the playmaker of the line, and Gurry's going to score the goals.
All right, well, let's look at ice time, because we made a big deal about that. And I want to see. Hints, 18 minutes time on ice. I think that's the most of any forward other than Pavelski, right? 19 minutes, 39 seconds total time on ice. Hints, 18 minutes, 14 seconds. Yep.
Good.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, play the guy and he gets to assist. Seems to be working.
Well, in Bonus's defense. And
with 14 minutes as well. So.
In Bonus's defense, that last power play goal, who was out there? It was like Kiviranta, Robertson, and...
We were kind of
laughing about it on Discord. We were saying like... and Bonus is like... calling out, hey, who wants to play the power play? And then we even talked about, hey, let's put the 3 defensemen who are the most active offensively on the offensive line together and see what happens. Just throw Esa and Miro and John together and let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, that was another good thing about this game. We got to see a lot of the younger guys.
Right.
Like, we saw Delandria 15 minutes.
That's pretty good for a rookie.
That's substantial. That is substantial.
Well, and then here's the other thing that's awesome about this team and the way that this team works is they don't rely on three lines. Like their fourth line is a legit line. Like they play. They don't just like get like 6 or 7 minutes of time on ice, which is what some teams do. The Stars roll four lines a game. That's just what Bonus does, and it works for the Stars the way they play.
And it's why we're so good in the playoffs too. We wear teams down. Like the Avalanche, that's what I talked about all series. We were worried the first three games. It looked like we were being outplayed, and I just said, just wait. We're going to wear them down. We're going to wear them down, and we totally did, and we got them. So the team is just still built great. Obviously, we're not going to win every single game 7-0.
Yes, we are.
And problems are going to come up later. But right now, this is the way the team ideally functions.
Right.
So it's fun to see.
It's especially fun to see at the expense of the Nashville Predators. Sorry.
Especially, yes. Predators suck.
Predators suck.
Stupid mustard cats.
Man, what are we going to do when the Stars play the Canes?
Cheer for the Stars.
Well, I mean, obviously, but like we're not going to be able to say Canes suck because we both like the Canes.
Nah, if they're playing the Stars, the Canes suck.
Canes suck. Canes suck. Canes suck.
Trash.
Okay, so they did have a forward, the Nashville Predators, who had 7 minutes.
They had a forward?
In 58 seconds on ice time. So he barely had 8 minutes of ice time. So I think our lowest was... Who was our lowest? Looks like it was Robertson. 11 minutes. No, it wasn't Robertson. It was Ben, but Ben because he got hurt. So really, it was Robertson with 11 minutes and 53 seconds on ice.
Boo.
So still, Jason Robertson is technically a rookie, right? I think he's still a rookie.
Yeah, he is a rookie.
So, I mean, Delandria with 15 minutes, Robertson with 11, and Kamano, who's kind of jumped up and down the roster, he's got 12 minutes, and... I mean, dang. I'm excited going forward, even more so than when I started the game.
Yeah, 7-goal games do make people excited normally, so that's a fair assessment.
Man, there's some...
Yeah,
go ahead.
The game's almost too good. Like, there's not much to talk about.
And yet we've sat here for 23 like, minutes and talked about it.
like the Stars did good. That's good. We like.
Yes, we like.
So, you got anything else to talk about?
I'm good. I'm good too. I'm good.
Man, these are going to be so easy when we win.
Yeah. And then when we lose, these things are going to be so hard to talk about too.
This is going to be so long.
Oh, man. Ugh. We get to just sit here and rant for 45 minutes, and we're done with 23 minutes. So, okay, Chris, you got anything to say?
Go Stars. Mustard cats suck.
Mustard cats suck. We'll see you guys on Sunday after the Stars play. What time is that start time?
During the day.
Oh, like actually during the day?
No, not sure.
Hold on, I'm finding it.
It's in the PM. It's in the PM time.
All right, that's 7.
Yeah, it's 7.
That's 7.
It's at 7.
I know, I said it first. I win.
Go Stars, watch the game at 7. Do it very legally.
Bye, guys. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.